Hey friends, I wanted to send you this bonus story this week because we are celebrating New Year's in a few days, right? Yes, New Year's is such a fun day, and New Year's Eve is such a fun night where we get to celebrate with the people we love, right? Yeah, have you ever wondered what New Year's Eve is about? Me too. Well, I made it a special story adventure just for you. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! A long time ago, in a faraway place, lived a tribe of people that carried a very special story. The story of New Year's Eve goes way back, way long before you and I were born. And in this faraway place lived this people that their job was to guard the night sky. They were the Sky Watchers. They had one of the most important jobs in the whole world, and it was to keep our sky clear. Every year, on this one night, the stars would come up, and the moon would shine so bright, and it was the Sky Watchers' job to make sure the evil dragon stayed away. Have you heard of this dragon? He is a very evil dragon. His job is to eat all of the stars in the sky, leaving nothing for us to see. And this tribe, what their job was, every year, they would march up to a mountain to gather a special oil from a wizard that lived on top of the mountain. This oil was good for 1 year. When they would bring the oil back down, it would allow their candles and their torches and their lamps to burn a bright flame to keep the dragon away. And it was the job of the bravest people in the whole tribe. Once a year, they would hike up this mountain to meet the wizard and to get the jar of oil that they needed that would last them 1 whole year. They could not get more than one jar, as the wizard only allowed one every year. And so that year, it was Charlotte and Jacob's job. It was their turn to be the brave ones, to hike up the mountain, to find this wizard with the jar of oil to keep the dragon away. As they put on their hiking boots, Jacob and Charlotte were both very nervous. They had never done this hike before. All the older ones in the tribe had done this before, but now it was Charlotte and Jacob's turn. As they looked back and forth to each other, Charlotte said, "Jacob, are you sure? You sure we should do this?"
"Yeah. Well, I'm a little nervous too," Jacob said, "but we have to. Our oil is almost all gone, which means the flame will go out if we run out of oil. If the flame is gone, the dragon will come and eat the sky." Charlotte and Jacob took 3 deep breaths and started to hike through the snow. The snow got deeper and deeper the higher they climbed this mountain. They had followed an old ancient trail that generations before had set in stone to follow. As they hiked up this trail, they looked back and forth, keeping an eye out for the dragon. You see, the dragon was smart. He knew why that flame burned, and so every year he would set out traps to try and stop the people from getting to the wizard to get the oil. The dragon was very sneaky. He would leave out tricks and traps. And so Jacob and Charlotte had to be very careful that they didn't step foot in a trap. Oh, all right, Charlotte. I think we're getting closer. Look, I can, it looks like the top of the mountain's just like right over there. Come on. Oh, this looks like a shortcut. Let's go this way. Charlotte said, wait, Jacob. Jacob, we have got to stay on the trail. The trail set before us in stone, it says we got to go this way. Well, wait, Charlotte, but there's a shortcut here. And it's probably just going to take like 5 minutes to go this way. And your way, it's going to take hours. No, Jacob, we have to stay on this trail. All right, well, let me just go check it out real quick. And so Jacob did not follow the trail set before them. He veered off to the right to try and find the shortcut, but the shortcut was a trap set by the dragon. Hey, it's working. It's going, whoa! Jacob, are you okay? Charlotte shouted out. Jacob was not okay. His feet had been trapped by this thorny branch that was grabbing and pulling him deeper and deeper. Jacob, hang on. I'm coming. Charlotte came and grabbed onto Jacob's hand and pulled him out just in the nick of time. I'm so sorry, Charlotte. I shouldn't have gone this way. Let's get back on the trail. Hurry. But because the trap was set and that Jacob fell for it, I think the dragon knows that they are close. Charlotte and Jacob ran faster and faster up the trail, the right trail, the one that they were set out to follow. The further up the mountain they got, the colder it became. Oh, I'm so cold, Charlotte said. Did you bring any extra gloves? No, I didn't. Oh, it's getting so cold, Jacob said. Look over there. That looks nice and warm. Off to the side of the trail was a little bonfire with blankets in a chair. Oh, that looks so warm. Let's go check it out. Wait, Jacob said. Charlotte, we can't. That looks like it could be another trap. Because why in the world would that just be sitting on the trail? That's gotta be from the dragon. And Jacob was right. Hiding right behind that warm fire with the blankets hid the dragon in the shadows. Charlotte and Jacob were so smart to not fall for that trap. They kept hiking up the trail further and further until finally they made it to the top. At the top was a small hut. And inside the hut, there must have been a fire because there was a little pool of smoke coming out the top of this hut. As Charlotte and Jacob walked towards the hut and stepped inside, the wizard was waiting for them, and he said,
"Why, hello there. I'm glad that you made it. Here is your jar of oil to protect the sky from the dragon. You will return 12 months from now, not one day sooner, and not one day later. Good luck."
The wizard handed Charlotte the jar of oil. She couldn't believe it. They had made it. But now they must get back to the village right away. As they hurried down the mountain as fast as they could, the dragon must have been made aware that they got the oil. Because he came out of his hiding space and started to chase them.
Run, Charlotte and Jacob, run!
They finally made it back to their village just in time. They poured the oil just as the flame was about to go out. And as the flame ignited the sky, The dragon screamed in terror. Ah! And he raced back to hide in his cave. They had done it. They saved the sky. This big flame will keep the village and the whole world safe for one more year. We must celebrate. Hooray! Charlotte and Jacob have saved the year. Happy New Year's, Kid Short Stories. We'll see you next time on our next adventure. Bye.